先让我们一同来低头祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的父，感谢你再一次召聚我们来到你的殿里面去敬拜赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for gathering us here today to praise and worship you.
求你安静我们的心，让我们好聆听你的话语。
Please quieten our hearts so that we may listen to your word.
也让我们把你话语好的力量能够行出来。
And also so we can live out your words.
祷告奉主耶稣名求，阿门。
Pray this in Jesus' most precious name, amen.
圣诞节快到了。
Christmas is just around the corner.
先给你们讲一个故事。
Let me tell you a story.
但是不是关于圣诞节的故事。
But it's not a story about Christmas.
有一天大作家马克·吐温收到了一位初学写作的年轻的青年的一封来信。
One day, the great author Mark Twain received a letter from a new student.
写信的人呢，对一个问题非常感兴趣。
The student was very interested in one particular question.
他说，听说鱼骨里面含有大量的磷脂，而磷呢是有助于补脑的。
He heard that fish bones contain a lot of phosphorus, which is beneficial for the brain.
那么呢，要成为一位举世闻名的大作家，就必须吃很多鱼才行吧。
So does that mean in order to become such a well-known author, you have to eat a lot of fish?
他问那个作家，他说，不知道这种说法呢是不是正确的呢？
I don't know if, he asked the author, I don't know if this saying is correct.
然后他又问，你是否呢吃了很多的鱼？你吃的又是哪一种的鱼呢？
And then he continued to ask, did you eat a lot of fish in your time? What type of fish did you eat?
马克吐温呢在回信里面呢就这么说了一句。
Mark Twain replied.
他说，看来你要吃一对鲸鱼才行。
It seems like to me that you'll have to eat a whole lot of whales.
你们怎么不笑呢？
Why aren't you laughing?
当我呢第一次听到这个故事的时候，我忍不住连续笑了十分钟。
When I first heard this story, I couldn't help myself and I laughed for about 10 minutes.
在那几天里面，每当我想到这故事的时候，我又忍不住地笑了起来。
In those days, every time I thought of the story, I continued to laugh.
这个大作家呢，并不是一位基督徒。
This well-known author is not a Christian.
当然呢，从他对人说话的这种言语的态度，我们也可以看出来。
But we can all see that from his sarcastic comments.
据说呢，这一位作家不能够成为基督徒的原因是因为他生长在黑奴的年代的美国。
This well-known author never had the chance to become a Christian because he lived in the time of black slavery.
当时呢，他看到有一些基督徒每个周日都在教会里面敬拜神。
At the time, he saw a lot of Christians gathered at church on Sundays and praised and worshiped God.
而星期一到五呢，却以暴力对待那些黑奴。
But from Monday to Friday, they would treat their Negro slaves with violence and cruelty.
因此呢，他感到非常的愤怒。
And therefore he was extremely angered by this.
的确，基督徒一些错误的行为呢，有时候可以导致人对基督教的产生排斥。
Indeed, a lot of wrongful acts done by Christians can cause people to reject Christianity.
下周日呢，就是圣诞节的敬礼。
Next Sunday we have the Baptism Sunday.
我们有五位的弟兄姐妹会加入会受洗加入教会成为基督徒。
And we have five brothers and sisters who will be baptized and will join the church and become a Christian.
这当然包括我们的小米娅。
And this of course includes our little Mia.
那到底什么是基督徒？我觉得呢，有必要在敬礼前重温一下。
So what is a true Christian? I find the need to reiterate this, the definition before we get baptized.
韦伯斯特的词典呢，给基督徒的一个定义是这样的。
The Webster Dictionary had the following definition for Christians.
一个信奉耶稣为基督或信仰基督教义的人。
Someone who believes Jesus to be the true Christ or someone who believes in Christianity.
从圣经的角度来看，新约圣经呢能够详细的去解释基督徒这一个的身份。
The Bible can provide us with a lot more insight into the meaning of Christianity.
其中圣经特别强调的是分别这一个的概念。
The Bible repeatedly emphasizes on the concept of being different.
就是基督的门徒是从世界中被分别出来。
Which is to say that Christians have to be separated from the world.
是跟非信徒有分别的。
And they have to be different from non-Christians.
在哥林多后书六章十四到十八节。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 14 to 18,
他们说：“你们和不信的人不可共赴一轭，一喝不法，又有什么相同呢？光明和黑暗怎能相通呢？”
It says, "Do not be yoked together with unbelievers, for what do righteousness and weakness have in common?" Or what fellowship can light have with darkness?
基督和比列，比列就是撒旦的别名，怎能和谐呢？信和不信的又有什么联系呢？
What harmony is there between Christ and Belial, which is Satan? And what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever?
神的殿和偶像又怎能协调呢？我们就是永生神的殿，正如神说，我要住在他们中间，在他们中间来往，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people.
所以主说，你们要从他们中间出来，和他们分开，不可触摸，不接近的东西我就收纳你们。
Therefore come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing and I will receive you.
我要做你们的父亲，你们要做我的儿女，这是全能的主说的。
I will be a father to you and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty.
以上的经文强调就是分别这一个的概念。
The above passage reiterates the concept of being separate.
表明基督徒与非信徒是有别的。
It's to tell us that Christians should be separated amongst non-Christians.
那基督徒与非信徒非基督徒又有什么样的分别呢？
So what are the differences between Christians and non-Christians?
今天的经文约翰一书二章三到四节说，我们若遵守神的命令，这样就知道我们认识已经认识他。
In today's scripture reading, 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 to 4, it says, We know that we have come to know him if we obey his commands. The man who says, I know him, but does not...
凡是说我已经认识他，却不遵守他命令的，就是说谎的人，真理就不在他里面了。
The man who says, I know him, but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
可见基督徒就是那些遵守主耶稣命令的人，也是等于认识神的人。
It can be seen that Christians come to know Jesus by obeying his commands.
而那些不遵守主命令的人，真理也不在他里面，他们也不认识基督。
The truth is not with those that do not do what he commands, and they will notand they also will not get to know Christ.
要是他们说自己是基督徒，就是撒谎，这就是基督徒与非基督徒的分别。
And if they call themselves Christians, then they are lying, and this is the difference between Christians and non-Christians.
怎样才能做一个真正的基督徒呢？
So how can you become a true Christian?
第五节，然而凡是遵守他的道，他爱神的心的确在他里面完全了。这样我们就知道我们是神的，在神的里面了。
In verse 5 it says, But if anyone obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know we are in him.
约翰说，当我们遵守神的教训的时候，这其实就是我们爱神的一种表现。
John says, by obeying God's words, we are expressing our love to Him.
那样我们就知道我们是属于神的。
And by doing so, we know that we belong to Him.
在第六节，凡说自己是住在他里面的，就应当照着他所行的去行。
In verse 6, it says, whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did.
那就是说，凡是属于神的人，称自己为基督徒的人，就应该照着基督所行的去行。
This is to say, all who claim to live in him and claim to be Christians must walk as Jesus did.
简单的来说，要是你是一个的基督徒，你就应该效法基督。
This is once again, it's to say that if you're a Christian, then you should aim to imitate Jesus.
以基督为榜样，在这世界生活。
And to let Jesus be your example when you're living in this world.
让人能够从你的身上看到耶稣的影子，活出基督。
And let others see Christ's image through you.
如何才能活出基督？
So how can we live out Christ's image?
今天我们从约翰、保罗和彼得三位使徒笔下看耶稣基督的谦卑、爱和受苦的三个榜样。
Today we can examine the scriptures written by John, Paul, and Peter to see examples of Christ's humility, love, and sufferings.
帮助我们活出基督的气质，从而做一名真正的基督徒。
To help us live out Christ's characteristics and to be a true Christian.
我们先来看约翰笔下耶稣基督的谦卑。
Let us first examine examples of Christ's humility as written by John.
约翰福音十三章三到十节。
In the book of John, chapter 13, verses 3 to 10.
耶稣知道父已经把万有交在他手中，并且知道自己从神而来，又要回到神那里去。
Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God.
就起身离席，脱去外衣，拿一条手巾梳腰。
So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist.
然后倒了一盆水，洗门徒的脚，并且用梳腰的手巾擦干。
After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him.
轮到西门彼得，彼得就说，主啊，你要洗我的脚吗？
He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet?
耶稣回答，我所做的你现在不知道，以后就会明白。
Jesus replied, you do not realize what I am doing, but later you will understand.
彼得说，不行，你千万不可洗我的脚。耶稣说，如果我不洗你的脚，你就与我没有关系了。
No, said Peter, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered, unless I wash you, you have no part with me.
西门彼得说，主啊，那就不单洗我的脚，连我的手和头都洗吧。
Then Lord, Simon Peter replied, not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well.
十三到十五节，你们称呼我老师主，你们说的对，我本来就是。
In verses 13 to 15, it says, You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for I am what I am.
我是主，是老师，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也应当彼此洗脚。
Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet.
我做了你们的榜样，是要你们也照着我所做的去行。
I have set an example that you should do as I have done for you.
这一段的经文呢，第一是耶稣向门徒表达他将要上十字架为全人类的罪而死，因此他说，我所做的你们现在不知道。
Firstly, this passage, through this passage, Jesus wanted to express to his disciples what he was about to do, what was about to happen on the cross. Therefore, he said, for you do not know what I'm about to do.
但是在十三到十五节中，主很明显的告诉我们，我们应该谦卑彼此服侍。
But in verses 13 to 15, Jesus clearly tells us that we must be humble and serve one another.
他洗门徒的脚就是一个的榜样。
He set us an example by washing the feet of his disciples.
在这一段的经文里面，约翰详细的描述了耶稣为门徒洗脚的情形。
In this passage, John described the event of Jesus washing the feet of his disciples in great detail.
他描写的这样细腻，可能是因为约翰深深的被主这种谦卑的服事所感动。
John might have been very touched by God's humility, hence he described every detail.
一位的神居然啊去身为人洗脚，成为一个奴仆的样式。
Our God was willing to bow down like a servant and wash the feet of others.
从身份的角度来看，是从最高到最低。
From the perspective of his status, he descended from the highest to the lowest.
我们今天在教会里面的服事，做领袖的，有没有像耶稣这样的谦卑服事神、服事人呢？
So those of us who are leaders at church today, did you humbly serve God and others like what Jesus did?
或是我们会觉得自己高人一等，不停地向弟兄姐妹发出很多的指令呢？
Or do you think that you're better than others and try to command other brothers and sisters to do things that you want them to do?
在马太福音十八章中，有人曾经问耶稣，天国里谁最大？
In Mark chapter 8, Chapter 18, Jesus was once asked by someone, who was the greatest in heaven?
耶稣回答说，凡谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里最大。
Jesus replied, the greatest are those who are humble like children.
因此我们做领袖的要效法基督，在教会中不单单的服侍神，而是要谦卑的服侍神。
Therefore, those of you who are leaders at church must imitate Jesus, and not only to serve God, but also in serving others as well.
另一方面，在教会中有参与服事的可能是少数，起码现在是这样。
From another point of view, those people involved in serving at church are the minority, at least for the time being.
而更多的人是被服事的对象。
The majority are those people who are actually being served.
有时候我们可能会听到一些人发怨言。
A lot of the times I can hear people complain.
挑剔，讲员讲得不够精彩。
Complain that the sermon is not exciting enough.
领唱的唱的走音。
The praise and worship leader sings out of tune.
厨房的盘子洗得不够干净。
Or that there are dirty dishes in the kitchen.
我想我们学习基督谦卑服事的同时，也应该学习彼得谦卑的领受。
We should not only learn to serve with humility, but also learn to receive with humility, like Peter.
当主要洗他脚的时候，他说：“不行，你千万不要洗我的脚。”
When Jesus wanted to wash his feet, he answered, "No, you shall never wash my feet."
后来主说：“你不洗就与我没有关系了。”
Then Jesus answered, "Unless I wash your feet, you have no part with me."
他就说，那你连我的手和头都洗吧。
Then he replied, "Not just my feet, but also my hands and my head as well."
彼得首先觉得自己不配被主洗脚，但是后来明白了当中的意义后，就怀着谦卑和感恩的心领受。
Peter's immediate reaction was that he was unworthy, but once he understood its importance, he accepted humbly and graciously.
今天我们抱怨的时候，其实就是我们没有谦卑自己，把自己的情感看得太重要。
When we feel the need to complain, it means that we haven't humbled ourselves and we prioritize our own feelings and emotions.
因此就会对太多的事情都看不顺眼。
Causing us to feel dissatisfied with a lot of things.
但是当我们能够学习基督谦卑的时候，我们更能够体谅别人和接受别人。
But when we learn to humble ourselves, we'll be able to overlook the faults of others.
第二个榜样是使徒保罗提倡的，让我们要以基督的爱心为榜样。
The second example is written by the disciple Paul for us to be more loving like Christ.
在以弗所书五章二节，保罗说，要凭着爱心行事，好像基督爱我们，为我们舍己，当作馨香的供品和祭物献给神。
In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 2 it says, and live a life of love just as Jesus loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
保罗这里所说基督的爱是指基督为了洗净我们的罪舍己上十字架的爱。
Christ's love mentioned in this passage talks about Christ cleansing our sins and dying for all of us on the cross.
是最高层次的爱，是牺牲的爱。
This is the highest level of love, which is sacrificial love.
保罗鼓励我们要以基督的这种舍己去爱，去行事为人。
Paul encourages us to take up on Christ's sacrificial love to love others.
舍己就是放下自己，把自己放在次要的位置上。
Self-sacrifice is to lay your life, is to lay down your life and prioritize others before you.
包括自己的感受和自己的需要。
Including your emotions and your needs.
当我们放下自己的时候，我们才懂得去爱别人。
When we're willing to lay down our lives, we'll truly learn how to love others.
因为那个时候，你会看到别人比你自己更重要。
Because only then you'll value others greater than yourself.
当我在香港的时候，我遇到了阮运天牧师。
When I was in Hong Kong, I met a minister.
他一点都不出名。
He's not famous.
中等身材，
has a
个子很瘦。
Has a medium build and is very thin.
长得不起眼。
Is average looking.
讲道也不怎么样。
And his sermons are not very interesting at all.
但是他却是我最尊敬的一位牧师。
But I admire him the most out of all ministers.
当我经历人生低谷的时候，他常常陪我祷告。
When I was going through a rough time in my life, he often prayed with me.
当我告诉他我的软弱，他接纳我，陪伴我。
When I told him of my weaknesses, he accepted me and kept me company.
后来他因为癌症住了医院。
Later, he was admitted to hospital due to cancer.
他在医院里面安慰同房的病人，为他们祷告。
And while he was there, he comforted other patients and prayed for them in his ward.
他自己很清贫。
He was very poor.
有一个瘸腿的太太和两个没有成年的孩子。
And has a crippled wife with two young sons.
但是当他看到病人的需要的时候，他毫不犹豫地把弟兄姐妹送给他的保健药品送给那些的病人。
But when he saw the needs of others, he without hesitation he gave up all of his health supplements that was given to him by other brothers and sisters.
却没有为自己留下什么。
And he left nothing for himself.
这就是舍己的爱。
This is a sacrificial love.
他自己也有病，他也很穷，没有钱去买那些昂贵的保健品。
Although he was sick himself and he was very poor and didn't have money to buy expensive health supplements.
但是他看别人的需要比自己更重要。
But he prioritized the need of others over his own.
他是耶稣基督忠心的仆人。
He is God's true servant.
他以基督的爱去爱身边的人。
He loves others around him like how Christ loves us.
在他的身上，我能够感受到基督的爱。
I can experience Christ's love through him.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣基督的爱不是一个空洞的口号。
Brothers and sisters, Christ's love is not an empty slogan.
他需要通过我们的行为和言语去表达，去传递。
And it needs to be expressed through our words and our actions.
第三个榜样是使徒彼得在彼得前书第二章十八到二十一节对我们的劝勉。
The third example is an encouragement written by the disciple Peter in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 18 to 21.
他说你们做仆人的凡事要敬畏顺服主人不但是对善良温和的就是对怪僻也是要顺服。
It says, Slaves submit yourselves to your masters with all respect, not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh.
因为人若在神面前为良心的缘故忍受冤屈的苦楚是有福的。
For it is commendable if a man bears up under the pain of unjust suffering because he is conscious of God.
你们若因犯罪受责打而能忍耐，有什么可夸的呢？
But how is it to you your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it?
但你们若因行善而受苦，能忍耐，在神看来这是有福的。
But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, then this is commendable before God.
你们就是为此蒙召，因基督也为你们受苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
To this you were called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow his steps.
彼得写这一封信的时候，正是教会开始逼迫的时候。
At the time when Peter wrote this letter, the church was facing great persecutions.
他提醒信徒要接受和背负这些的苦难。
He reminded the believers to accept their sufferings.
对攻击我们的人呢，不要以牙还牙。
And do not repay their persecutors with a tooth for a tooth.
因为耶稣基督也曾经背负我们的罪，被人藐视责打，最后死在十字架上。
Because once upon a time, Jesus carried our sins and he was neglected, physically abused, and eventually nailed to the cross.
为人类的罪受苦。
He suffered for our sins.
因此他说，我们既然是基督徒，也应该学习基督的受苦。
Therefore he says, as Christians, we must acknowledge Christ's sufferings.
今天世界上很多国家，基督徒仍然为了基督受逼迫、受苦，甚至牺牲自己的生命。
Today there are still many believers in many countries facing persecutions because of Christ.
但是对于我们这些生活在澳洲的人来说，我们可能受的是另外一种的痛苦。
But to those of us living in Australia, we may be faced with other types of persecutions.
或是我们被冤枉、受委屈，可能忍受很多人的指责。
Such as being falsely accused and putting up with other people's harsh words and criticisms.
或是又忍受某一些人的行为、言语，还有他们恶劣的态度等等。
Or to put up with other people's bad behavior, language and attitude to the extent of being mocked and laughed at.
或是被人排斥和嘲笑等等的痛苦。
To the extent of being mocked.
我相信每一个人对于这种的受苦了并不陌生。
I believe that none of you are strangers to suffering.
但是我们面对这一种受苦的时候，我们持的是什么态度呢？
So how should we react and be faced with these sufferings?
我们是带着憎恨、厌弃和逃避的心，或是带着忍耐和爱心去接受这些的挑战呢？
Should we respond with hatred and try to avoid our sufferings, or should we accept these challenges?
作为耶稣基督的门徒，我们也应该像他一样，为了别人而甘愿受苦。
Disciples of Christ should follow his ways and be willing to accept sufferings for the sake of others.
因此受苦也是基督徒应有的一种特质。
Therefore, accepting suffering is a special characteristic for all Christians.
通过以上的经文和三位使徒对主的认识，
Through the three examples above, and it has given us greater understanding to Christ.
让我们更能够了解和认识耶稣基督的谦卑、爱和受苦的榜样。
We have been given more information in terms of Christ's humility, love, and sufferings.
在教会里面，我们每个人的性格都不一样。
At church, we all have different personalities.
而我们所拥有唯一的一个共同之处，就是有同一个的身份，基督徒。
But the only one thing that we have in common is our Christian identity.
就是这一个的身份，把我们这些不同的人紧紧的连在一起。
This identity binds us together.
一旦这个身份的特质被模糊了，不清晰的时候，
When our identity becomes blurred and unclear,
也就是说，在我们的身上找不到基督的这一些气质的时候，
Which is to say, when we can no longer see Christ-like characteristics within ourselves,
我们与教会、与弟兄姐妹之间的关系就会出现问题。
We'll start to have problems with the church and other brothers and sisters around us.
因此作为一个基督徒，我们应该在生活中努力学习活出基督的样式。
Therefore, as Christians, we should strive to become more Christ-like in our daily lives.
因为这也是圣经对我们基督徒生活的一个准则，一个指引。
Because this is a guideline for the way we should live according to the Bible.
Amen.
Amen.